Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Are you still trying to sell your house? Well, there have been encouraging signs of recovery in the housing market lately, but it's still a big-time buyer's market out there. So to bring in buyers, you're going to have to avoid costly mistakes. Now, the Home and Garden Channel has come up with a helpful list of the biggest no-nos home sellers make. And here are just the top three. Number one, overpricing. Nothing limits the number of potential buyers like putting too big a price tag on your house. Your listing won't even pop up on a buyer's multiple listing search if it's priced too high. They won't even know your house exists. So make sure your price is comparable to similar homes in your area. Number two, too many improvements. If you sink too much money into fixing up your home, you won't make it back at closing, and it could force you to price your home too high, which sends you back to point number one. And here's no-no number three, improper staging. You've got to make your home inviting to potential buyers. So visit nearby homes and see what others are doing. It helps to clean up the clutter and put away personal items like family photos and that NASCAR poster collection that might be taking up an entire wall in your family room. Now, other no-nos include hanging around when the home's being shown or wasting time on unqualified buyers. So go to crown.org and click on My Money Life, and there we'll have a link to the entire list. And our hope is that we will help you get that home sold even in a tough economy. So visit us online at crown.org.
You've been listening to My Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. For more information about My Money Life or Crown, go to crown.org. That's crown.org.